welcome to yet another episode of Two Peas in a Podcast. And today we're very excited because we are picking up on how to make vegetables taste fabulous. So I'm Michelle.
And I'm Trevor. And I think we should point out there's still going to be a gardening program, but I'm going to talk about basically how men can get salads into their life. Men have been cooking the meat all this time and they're having a few problems with bowel cancer and so forth. So this is actually a health lesson, but it's also about taste, because the things you grow in your own garden do taste a lot better. I'm sure you're sick of hearing that, but it's true. So
absolutely.
I'm going to be handling the salads for men, and Michelle's going to be letting us know how to add a bit of flavour to some vegetables. I think men can generally handle a couple of salads that they get quite often at the pub. One of those is coleslaw, but the other is potato salad.
Well, I think there is nothing like a potato salad with potatoes from the garden. Very, very easy. So that, as you mentioned about men traditionally being the hunters, well, they could still hunt down some of the potato they've grown, dig around in the earth. So all you need to grow really basically is just have some spuds, onion, spring onion or other onion. I think the spring onion is nice. I prefer that in my potato salad. And good old parsley. I mean, parsley's going bananas in my garden at the moment. Buy some cider vinegar, some good apple cider vinegar if you need it. And then make yourself a dressing. Trevor's very enthusiastic with the making of the dressing. So the mayonnaise, you use your eggs, preferably from the chooks that you've got in the garden. Bit of salt, Dijon mustard, and then the olive oil, and you put it in the blender and slowly add the olive oil with the white wine vinegar, bit of lemon juice. The thing I love about homemade mayonnaise, it really is to the person.
I'm glad you told them how to make mayonnaise, because the other salad that most men would probably know would be coleslaw. You can buy it ready-made, but it's not as good as getting the ingredients and putting them in the kitchen with. So you can easily grow cabbage, particularly over winter. So that's usually a Savoy cabbage, nice sweet cabbage, but there are other cabbages you can use. And celery. I mean, if you've got to buy these, fair enough, because celery does take a lot of water, but it's a winter veggie. So you can do celery pretty well, and it's usually tastier because it hasn't had quite so much water. Carrots, almost a necessity, because the ones you buy aren't really that good. They've been treated in some way. And apples. Well, an apple tree is a great thing to have if you've got, you know, a quarter acre or something like that. Not everyone can have an apple tree, but they're the vegetables you need to make a coleslaw. It is in the cutting of them. You're supposed to slice the cabbage and the celery finely, and the carrot and apple get grated finely, but then all you got to do is add that mayonnaise, and it's the same mayonnaise as you use for your potato salad.
If you want to make it a bit different for the coleslaw, add a bit of extra lemon juice or something like that, a bit of extra oil. It's so superior to the bought stuff, and all those vegetables are really easy to grow. Make a huge bowl, eat it during the week, come home, have your coleslaw, have your potato salad, easy.
Yeah, well, I mean, a cabbage, I've grown a nice Savoy cabbage, and you get four coleslaws out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so one of the hassles with salads is that you'll get that all the time, in that the other salads I was going to tell men about were a bit more sophisticated, all of them, but all of them have got the same sort of problems, in that you must have a few ingredients in your pantry and you must have the ingredients, so they're pretty well seasonal. For instance, the salad niçoise has got fennel. Well, that's a particularly seasonal vegetable. I am picking it now. It is a winter veggie, so you are tending to pick it in spring, summer.
Do you use the fronds? You know, even if you can't slice the bulb, sometimes I put the fronds through it just for that flavour, do you think?
Yeah, the fennel's a beautiful thing, really.
I love fennel.
All these things we're telling you, I mean, we're not intending to give you a recipe here, because you can get the recipe from a million sources. With the salad niçoise, Nice is a city in south of France, and so it has what you would expect, the French dressing, and you'll get a theme here. We just talked about mayonnaise as being the major taste addition to both coleslaw and potato salad, but in this salad niçoise, there's something called a French dressing, which you probably heard of that, and you can probably buy in a jar.
Oh, Trevor, bite your tongue. Ignore that advice, people. Ignore it.
But it just consists of olive oil, mustard. That mustard is a powdered English mustard. The vinegar is usually a wine vinegar. You add sugar, and the sugar itself is quite a surprise in some of these dressings. I know there are some who call on palm sugar, and you can get that, and that does become quite exotic. But this is just an unrefined brown sugar, and lemons again. So that lemon tree that we didn't tell you about, that is becoming worth its weight in gold. So if you can put a lemon tree in a pot or in a wine barrel or somewhere in your backyard, you really get quite a good mileage out of them, because all these cellars require dressings for that added flavour. And let's face it, you might be used to having lettuce on its own, but it's not as good as these salads, and they are a food in themselves. You can actually have them without meat.
As we've said before, it's not difficult to grow a lemon tree, and the abundance of fruit you get from them. And I remember running out of lemons and racing down to the shop, and I actually thought the lemon they were selling was a fake plastic one. I couldn't even bring myself to buy it, sort of thing. And I thought I'll do without and waited till the neighbour got home and asked if I could raid the tree. But yeah, lemons are... Fabulous.
The salad niçoise has got green beans, as in French beans, and spuds in it. That makes it unusual, because then the rest of the ingredients are salad ingredients, and that really does spark things up. So if you're comparing these to just chopping up lettuce, well, this one has got lettuce and fennel and olives and capers and parsley in it, as well as the dressing and the boiled beans and spuds. So it can be quite something, and it actually has tuna and
anchovies
in it as well. So it's a seafood salad as well. So if you look up salad niçoise, I'm sure you'll get some very good and probably very diverse recipes for it. But I would suggest to men they could do that. I think they'll love it, and they'll probably eat it 2 or 3 nights in a row, because once you make a whole thing of it, you do tend to have it for a few meals after, for lunch and for tea and for breakfast as well.
And then some of these are really nice in that they don't go soggy. That's the other thing. If you're growing your own vegetables, they tend to not go soggy quite as quickly as something that's shop bought and was possibly picked weeks ago. You know, you've got it straight from the garden, it tends to sort of hold its shape a little bit, which is what you really want. And then you get to say to everybody, here is the salad I made from the stuff I grew in the garden, and you know, dare them to say it doesn't taste better.
Yeah, and at this stage you've got 2 jars of dressing in your fridge, and they will last 7 to 10 days. Yeah. So you've got a beautiful French dressing, and you've got a mayonnaise, which is sort of creamy dressing. And you can do a lot with those two. If you haven't done it to now, well, then I think it will add another dimension to your eating all round, because, well, we all know that really men in particular, but probably everybody, needs to start getting more salads into them, the weight loss and also digestion and what have you.
And just your own well-being. So I'm looking here at the pumpkin, good old pumpkin. I love pumpkin, but I know sometimes it can be so prolific, people run away from you and you're like, look, I've made more pumpkin. But pumpkin salad, I mean, pumpkin's so easy and lovely to grow. Rocket, one of my favourite things to grow. Rocket is one of those things that once you've got it, you're never rid of it, which is good. I think that's really good. I like rocket, as I've said before, and a bit of pesto. It adds a bit of that zing. Coriander, look, I have to be really honest. I can be really hit and miss with coriander. I can have it and then suddenly it'll bolt to seed. And sunflower seeds. So you've got your pumpkin, rocket, coriander. You've got some sunflowers in the garden. Harvest the seeds, which are... I'm actually amazed by the amount of people who don't harvest the seeds from their sunflowers. Really easy to do. Chuck a paper bag over the head. Give it a good shake when they're dry. Fantastic. Then you might have tin of white beans in the cupboard, or you might have cooked some up and put them in the freezer. That's up to you. I do tend to cheat sometimes and have the tin. And then the dressing is just lemon juice, chives. Again, really easy. Nice little border in a garden bed. Grate your lemon rind. Now, I'll tell you a little trick that a French boyfriend from many, many, many moons ago, Trevor, is shocked and horrified.
Never heard about this.
He said you always put your vinegars in first. Mm. So you put your salt and pepper, you add your vinegars, because of course they slightly dissolve the salt and pepper a little bit, cut that back a bit. Then you're adding your oil, and then last of all, obviously, your chives. Give that a really good shake. Obviously, roasted.
Yeah.
I had a beautiful pumpkin salad in this gorgeous organic
organic cafe, where what they'd basically done was cut it into big chunks, you know, the big chunks of the pumpkin, roasted it, and then they chucked all the salad ingredients on top and then put the dressing on it. Oh, it was absolutely beautiful. Skin and all, by the way, if you're roasting it, skin and all, absolutely yum. And it looks really fancy, particularly if you do roast it, which I always suggest with pumpkin. It kind of caramelizes a little bit on the top, which is nice.
I've had a roast pumpkin of late too, and it is fantastic. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
You know, it comes out of the oven and it is really good. So there's good advice there. I never knew about that. Sunflower seeds or putting the vinegar in first.
Look, you know, maybe. The student is becoming the teacher, grasshopper.
I'm not very good at doing salads. I got to say, I'm learning. I spent the last 2 weeks making salads for my wife and I. I use a recipe. I bought 2 books on salads. There's heaps of information.
Yeah, they're great.
And yeah, you do feel good after. It is a sort of cleansing thing to have, really, because it's so unadulterated. And if you can grow it at home and make it at home, it's a lot better than just buying the product, which unfortunately has been processed to death normally. I have several Greek friends, and they'll probably hide their head in shame when I describe a Greek salad. The only thing is it's so well known that you really can't miss it. They seem to cut their tomatoes and kiwis in big pieces. You know,
I thought you were going to say they seem to cut them in the dark. Because it does look like they've done that in a salad. There's different sizes to it too, isn't it? It's just, yeah, I like the way they do it.
You can have a lot of different sorts of Greek salads, but the one here in front of me has got basil, Lebanese cucumbers, olives, oregano in it. Now, that's probably only the beginning, really. I've been to Greece, and I have had Greek salads. They add other lettuces and other ingredients into their Greek salad, and it has got many different variations, but the dressing is really quite a simple one. It's olive oil, oregano or oregano, and lemon. So it's worth investigating the Greek salad. It's probably got a lot of other names, including classic salad and Mediterranean salad and stuff like that. So it really is just chopped up vegetables. Are tomatoes vegetables?
Yeah.
Or fruit?
Fruit.
Oh. Sure. It's just chopped up vegetables of anything that's seasonal, really. And then the oregano and the basil, the lemon and the salty olives, they all add to it.
Capers? Would you chuck some handful of nice capers in there, you reckon?
I think you could, yeah. I mean, I also think you could chuck some lamb in there, so...
See, he can't quite get away from the meat.
Well, if you can't, yeah, I know, but a lot of these salads can also be defined in terms of chicken salads and seafood salads and whatnot, but you can leave that out, and I would suggest you do leave it out, because you need to get away from that fixation that we talked about last week. We're talking about vegan versus carnivore, and there was a shocking revelation that elephants, rhinoceros and hippopotamus are all vegetarian. So it's very poor form to say that men have to eat meat in order to be manly, or people have to eat meat to be intelligent. That's very poor form. It's actually completely wrong. So I've done my second salad. How's your third?
Well, look, this is my favourite. Oh, I don't know. The next two are my absolute favourites, but I love pesto. And according to my son, apparently, now Trevor, this came as a deep shock to me. Apparently, you can have a meal where you don't have pesto in it. So I think I may have made a bit much pesto for a while there. It's like with the old eggplant when I had too much eggplant. And he said, I know, I can't see the eggplant. I can't smell the eggplant, but I know there's eggplant. So with pesto, I am a huge fan, and I'm a particular fan of Trevor's wife's pesto. So it's just basil, garlic. So you might have your pine nuts. Obviously, you'd need your pine nuts and your parmesan. You've got your oil in the cupboard. Handfuls of basil. Just grow basil. You know what? Honestly, if you don't grow any other thing, grow basil. If you're lucky, you might get some nice parsley that from the shop, but you just can't get basil like homegrown basil. With your homegrown garlic, absolutely divine. So you've got your basil, you've got your garlic, you've put them in the blender, add a handful of pine nuts. Now, if you don't have pine nuts on hand or you're a little bit worried about the cost, I've used almonds and I've used walnuts with equal success and really delicious. Olive oil, heaps of olive oil. I love the olive oil.
The best too. Get
good olive oil. Yeah, that's exactly right. Really good olive oil. Bit of oil, add a bit of salt and pepper, And then as the blender's running, or you can do the mortar and pestle if you're feeling energetic, and which I usually aren't, blend that. You know, make it as runny or as thick as you like. I mean, it sort of depends on what you're putting it on. And then, you know, make your own spaghetti, make your own pasta. There's your eggs from the garden. Yep. Chuck that through. But at the same time, if you're going to make pesto, invest in good quality pasta. Buy some, it's not that expensive. Even really good quality pasta is not expensive. And that is a fantastic meal. And that's really nice cold. And the other thing you can do with that too, if you're so inclined, is do your chicken fillets through it if you want to make a little bit more of a substantial meal. But I personally think the pesto with the spaghetti is just delicious.
You'll find all sorts of pesto. I'm quite amazed. People come up with parsley pestos. And there's quite a few variations on pesto, but that is the best one. There's no doubt that.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's also highly flexible. They all say they've got spinach substitute, but why would you? Because spinach is such a good grower.
Yeah, exactly.
And why would you change pesto when basil, once you get it going, is a real goer?
I just would like for the listeners out there to know that my basil's doing better than Trevor's this year for the first time ever. Mm. And for probably the next week, next month, it'll be the other way around.
Yeah, I had trouble with it. I didn't put out snail pellets. I thought I'd be a good environmentalist, but thousands upon thousands of millipedes got my stuff. So I have made a comeback, though. I had some. See, you got to be flexible in this world. I had some in pots.
Yeah.
And I put about 16 of them out, but I still wasn't beaten because I had quite a lot. And I've made a bit of a comeback, but I am behind the eight ball, but I am growing it.
You are growing it. And the rest of the stuff is fabulous. So what else are you going to... Oh, for tush.
Yeah, well...
I'm interrupting. I only recently had for tush, probably a few years ago, someone gave it to me. Mm. It is such an underrated salad.
I thought it was the best I ever had. Yeah. I made it myself, so I might have been biased, but... but what it had in it was pita bread. So you can go and you can buy stale pita bread. You can buy six loaves, and that is a pocket loaf. It's got two layers on it. You can buy six big loaves of it for $1 if it's stale. And you just chop it up. You chop it in halves first, and then you chop it into squares, and you put it in a big fry pan with olive oil. Don't think you have to put garlic with it even. So you just put it in a fry pan with olive oil, and that pretty well, it tans it, browns it.
Browns it, yeah.
And that becomes the backbone of this, what I think must be Middle Eastern meal. And you just add the tomatoes, the green capsicum chopped up, the parsley, the mint, Lebanese cucumber, the red radish and the spring onions. You just add all them and you've got this hot toasted bread going through it. And then you've got to do the dressing. And the dressing is dead simple again. It's olive oil, lemon and garlic. These dressings, by the way, mayonnaise in particular, are supposed to be thick. And the only thing that really thickens it is the eggs. And then it's got olive oil and lemon, that's, and mustard. So there's not much to thicken mayonnaise, so I would use one of those bar mix type things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they say you can beat it with egg beaters, but geez, that's hard, actually.
Yeah.
So I would tend to use a power mixer. With the olive oil, lemon and garlic, it's best to have a couple of old olive oil jars with a tight lid clean in your pantry waiting for this sort of thing, because there's not usually a lot of the dressing, but all of these dressings can be just shaken.
Yeah.
You can shake the life out of them and they just emulsify.
And hang on to them for a bit.
I reckon they're fine for 7 days.
Yeah, oh, easy. If they last that long, because they're so nice, you're just kind of like, what can I add? Now, I've got to tell you, this one, the barbecue, capsicum, eggplant and zucchini. I'm going to tell you a trick with this.
Mm.
Obviously, you've got your tomatoes, you've grown your eggplant, your capsicum, you've got your zucchini. Pick it when it's young. And if you're out in the garden, I will tell you a zucchini hint. If you're out in the garden and you see a zucchini that is the perfect size, not too big, pick it straight away, because by the time you've gone inside to get something to put it in, you've come back outside, it's a boat. So it's really important, if you've got your zucchini, pick it. You've still got your parsley, of course, which you're using with your other salads, and mint. And Trevor and I were just discussing the mint. I have mine in a hanging pot by the rainwater tank, and I noticed Trevor's got some fabulous mint by an outdoor tap. Mint needs lots of water, but just have it by a tap in a pot. I mean, mine, somebody scurried up mine and had a nice nibble at the mint, but there's still enough there. With these, you char grill them, so barbecue them on the barbecue or put them in the oven. You slice them thinly, so you've kind of got them in long, thin shapes. Obviously, you're char grilling your capsicum. Then you can do a couple of things, but what I'm suggesting you do is you kind of layer it. So you have it layered, it looks beautiful and colourful. Then your dressing is your yogurt, which you can buy or you can make. I know some people are really good at making yogurts. So obviously, that's the plain yogurt. Don't be throwing no strawberry yogurt on there or anything. Then you've got your mint again. And you're sort of watering down your yogurt. You're adding your mint chopped up nicely in there. You might want to add a little bit of tahini if you want to, if you're feeling good. Water that down to the point where you can drizzle it. So then you stand there and you've got these beautiful colors. Like you imagine, you've got your beautiful layers, your tomato, your eggplant with the black edging, a beautiful red capsicum, the green zucchini, got your parsley, and then you've sprinkled, like you've drizzled this yogurt and mint sauce on it. And the last time I made this, while I was waiting, I just toasted a handful of pine nuts and just scattered them on the top. You can do the same with walnuts, scatter them on the top. It was absolutely delicious. You know, there's something about when you char grill them, it's beautiful smoky flavour.
You can add cheese to any of these salads, actually. You know, parmesan and feta, I'm afraid that they're very hard to make, as far as I'm concerned, but you really have to have feta, parmesan and cheddar in the fridge.
I've recently, and it's a very dangerous thing to have in the fridge, everybody, is Persian feta. You know, you can buy good Persian feta and you don't need lots of it, and that is also another thing where you've gone out to the garden, you've picked a few of your bits and pieces, you've put a really simple salad dressing on there, then break up your fettas or your Persian fettas or whatever, throw that on there. All these things aren't side dishes either, are they, Trevor?
No.
Like, you know, okay, maybe have them with a side of meat, but these are all stuff, give to somebody in a big bowl, they will not be complaining they don't have meat.
Not if it's fresh veggies, no. You'll find that I'm pretty much a novice at this, but people who know their stuff can do another different sauce with blue vein cheese and so forth.
My mum loves blue vein cheese. Man, of people who love blue vein, I'm not a fan, but yeah, it's just...
On that pumpkin that you roasted, it can be beautiful. Yeah. All right, so that's our general advice. I have written a summary of what we've used and what you should be growing, and the greens are iceberg lettuce, coleslaw lettuce, butter lettuce, mesclun, rocket, spinach and cabbage. The herbs are parsley, or two sorts, that is Italian leaf, which is the most popular, and the curly leaf. The oregano or oregano, mint, basil, thyme and rosemary. And the vegetables that we've used are cabbage, snowy peas, sprouts, onions and garlic. But you do have to buy some things. Buy olive oil, vinegars, mustard, and the cheeses are going to be essential.
And get the good quality stuff. It's absolutely worth it. I mean, if you can get a really good olive oil that's almost green, it'll make such a difference to what you're doing. So what we are expecting is people to get out there, try some different salads. Don't get really prescriptive. Like Trevor's saying, yeah, grab a book if you're not completely familiar with it, but experiment a little bit. Try a few different things. And we have no doubt you'll be completely converted. What are we talking about next month?
Well, I don't know. I sort of enjoy this diversion from talking about garden, but we could probably have 10 episodes of cooking, actually.
You know what we might talk about next week is cooking from a very dry garden, because both of our gardens are a little bit dry. So what can you grow when it's dry? We've already spoken about that in other podcasts, but what can you make from that?
Sounds like a reasonable idea, but we can always ad lib.
We could.
This time we sort of... We were going to make vegetables tasty, but we ended up making salad instead. But what the hell?
What the hell? That's how we are. Okay, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.